Hey, I'm Roberto Weber, serving in the Dominican Republic. Katie, Evangelina, Johan, Joanna, and I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today, we'll be chatting about true leisure during the holidays, and our guest for that conversation is the Reverend Dr. Joel Bierman, professor of systematic theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Bierman, welcome.
Good to be with you guys, as always.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, Merry Christmas is where we need to begin. What a great day it is. Merry Christmas. This is the celebration of our Lord's incarnation. It doesn't get much better than this. I tell students all the time that if you stop and think about what Christmas is all about, it should just absolutely blow your mind, because you've got the God of the entire universe who made everything, who actually joins human flesh to the Godhead for eternity. Inconceivable. This is why people balk at the Christian faith, because we don't just have a God who tells us truth. We have a God who becomes human for eternity. He's brought human flesh, material flesh, into the Godhead. It's mind-blowing. It's so cool. And that's what we celebrate today. And he does it because he loves us. It's, can't get any better.
It's true. That is very true.
Yeah. So, but I'm supposed to talk about leisure, so I'll do that. We'll get off the high Christology theology. Yeah, so I published my book, Day 7, or Concordia published it a while back, and then I just recently was asked to do an article for the Lutheran Witness on this whole issue on leisure. That'll be coming out in January. So anyway, I've been thinking about these things, and I am fighting an uphill battle trying to get leisure redefined. And that's, I know I won't win, but I'll keep on fighting it. And the problem is, we always hear leisure, and we think immediately of goofing off, nothing to do. Christmas vacation, leisure. But the reality is, leisure is living in tune with God and with his creatures and with his creation and delighting in what he gives. That's what leisure is really all about. And so, yeah, Christmas Day and the Christmas celebration, it's leisure to the epitome, but it's not because you're sitting around doing nothing or so full you can't move. That's missing it. The point of leisure that we should be celebrating at Christmas is going to worship and delighting in God and singing all those awesome Christmas songs we get to sing only once a year, and just rejoicing and hearing your voice and the voice of all those around you, singing God's praise and the wonder of Christmas, and then being with your family and with your friends and just enjoying the sheer delight of being with the people you enjoy and love, and hearing their voice and sharing foods and just talking about trivialities, nonsense, it doesn't matter. That's leisure. And good leisure, and this is the point I was going to maybe try to make here, is good leisure doesn't mean lack of preparation or no work. Good leisure takes planning. It takes a little investment. You've got to actually set aside time for it. You've got to be deliberate about having the right food, doing the shopping, getting the house clean. There's a lot of work to get ready for good leisure, good festivals. And that's not bad. And so instead of lamenting this and feeling bad about all the work we have to do and all the things intruding on my quiet time, you're missing the point. Life is to be lived in community with others. And so that time that we have in community with others, that's the leisure. And doing the work necessary is part of it. So it's, you've done all your preparation. It's now Christmas Day. Tomorrow you'll be out returning your gifts and, you know, enjoying your Boxing Day, sending the servants off with their box full of goodies. But what you can do, though, anyway, is as you're getting ready for New Year's, be thinking also about, what can I do with New Year's this year? Instead of making it a debauch of just kind of party, why not make it a time of genuine leisure, where I spend time with the people I enjoy, delight in them, delight in God's giving to me, and be a little more deliberate about cultivating these times of genuine leisure. So there's my leisure pitch for you on our Christmas Day chat.
It sounds to me like it's about delighting in what God has given us, delighting in the people around us, but also delighting in the preparation. I think you're right. That part can get a little fatiguing maybe when we're like, oh, I just want to sit on the couch and play with my new toys. But delighting in also the preparation and thinking about the people that we're preparing for.
Yeah, That's exactly right. Amen to that. We're coming off of, we're recording this ahead of time, obviously, but Thanksgiving is still in my mind. You know, it was not that long ago. My wife works for weeks, literally weeks, getting prepped for our Thanksgiving thing. We always host. We have 20-some people at our house, and so it's a big deal. And she works planning, but she loves it, and it's not a chore for her. You know, getting everything all orchestrated and planned out. She loves it, all of these lists, and she's just delighting in it. And so she, to me, is exemplary on this. This is what it looks like. You enjoy the process and the preparation as much as you do the actual event itself. It's all part of being what God put us here to do, living as his creature. So that's exactly the point, yeah.
Beautiful. The Reverend Dr. Joel Bierman, Professor of Systematic Theology at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, thanks for the chat.
My one-sided chat, always a delight.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
KFUO Radio proclaims salvation in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is free, thanks be to God. But broadcasting, not so much. KFUO Radio relies on listeners like you to keep God's word on the air and streaming to the ends of the earth. Help us to continue broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. Make your year-end gift to KFUO Radio at kfuo.org/give. Thank you for being our partners in the gospel.